This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden will call for a renewed international commitment to attacking COVID-19 as he convenes the second global COVID-19 summit Thursday. The White House said Biden will make the case that addressing the virus must remain an international priority in his pre-recorded remarks. The summit comes as global momentum on vaccinations and treatments has faded, even as new, more infectious variants appear and billions across the globe remain unprotected. The U.S. Congress has refused to meet Biden's request to provide another $22.5 billion in what he has called critically needed aid funding. The U.S. is co-hosting the summit along with Germany, Indonesia, Senegal, and Belize. Meanwhile, North Korea has confirmed its first COVID-19 infections. The official Korean Central News Agency says tests of samples collected Sunday from an unspecified number of people with fevers in the capital, Pyongyang, confirmed they were infected with the Omicron variant. In response, leader Kim Jong-un called for a thorough lockdown of cities and counties and said workplaces should be isolated by units to block the virus from spreading. North Korea's 26 million citizens are believed to be mostly unvaccinated after its government rejected vaccines offered by the UN-backed COVAX distribution program. Diplomats and officials say Finland is expected to announce on Thursday its intention to join NATO, with Sweden likely to follow soon after, as Russia's invasion of Ukraine reshapes European security and the Atlantic Military Alliance. NATO allies have said they expect Finland and Sweden to be granted membership quickly, paving the way for increased troop presence in the Nordic region during the one-year ratification period. This is VOA News. In the wider Nordic region, Norway, Denmark, and the three Baltic states are already NATO members, and the addition of Finland and Sweden would likely anger Moscow, which says NATO enlargement is a direct threat to its own security. Russian President Vladimir Putin has cited the issue as a reason for his actions in Ukraine, which has also expressed a desire to eventually join the alliance. On the front lines, Ukraine on Wednesday said it had pushed back Russian forces in the east and shut gas flows on a route through Russian-held territory, raising the threat of an energy crisis in Europe. The White House said Wednesday President Biden called to congratulate Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on winning the presidential election in the Philippines. In a statement, the administration said Biden pledged to expand bilateral cooperation on a wide range of issues, including the fight against COVID-19, addressing the climate crisis, promoting broad-based economic growth, and respect for human rights. Marcos, commonly known as Bong Bong, claimed victory Wednesday as a near-complete initial tally of the votes put him far ahead of his closest challenger, Vice President Lenny Robredo. His father, Ferdinand Sr., served as the Philippines president for over two decades, much of it as an authoritarian ruler, until he was forced into exile in a people power revolution. The U.S. government says burial sites have been found on the grounds of more than 50 Native American boarding schools. Here's VOA's Joe Ramsey.
A federal investigation into the dark history of 19th century Native American boarding schools has found marked or unmarked burial sites at 53 of them. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland said on Wednesday. Haaland, the first Native American cabinet member, announced the investigation last year. Until Wednesday, the U.S. government had yet to provide any true accounting of the legacy of the schools, which used education to change culture so tribal land could be taken. Families were forced to send their children to the schools beginning in 1801. Many children were abused and tens of thousands were never heard from again, activists and researchers say. Alon said she's beginning a year-long Road to Healing tour to listen to survivors of the boarding school system as the investigation continues. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Repeating our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden will call for a renewed international commitment to attacking COVID-19 as he convenes the second global COVID-19 summit Thursday. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.